Jesus, about the Word of God. I know that in this church, Paul is talking all the time, or every Sunday is talking about Holy Spirit. And last time he was talking about the word of knowledge, which it was very important, and myself, I'd like to continue with the same way to speak about Holy Spirit. But yesterday, when I was preparing my message, I feel that I have to talk about faith. What can we do? What shall I do when our faith fell? This is our subject we are going to talk about today. Because I know myself, my life is about faith. When I came to Jesus, is through my faith. When I leave Finland and I came here, it was just by faith. If I can speak in English today, I can say that is by faith. You know, my background, all in our country, we are speaking French. But as I was growing, as I was following things, spiritual things in our country, I was very young. And I heard the voice that said to me that, Emmanuel, you have to learn English because I will use you. You go everywhere around the world to speak about me. But for myself, I can say, okay, I can say in my own language. Why God wants me to learn English? And I start from there. So I was in Finland. The church received me. I was preaching in French. And they said to me that, no, Emmanuel, you have to speak in Finnish. Because you are living here, we'll try to help you. And it was taking me too much time to learn to write something in French. You have to translate in my English, which it was not perfect, and in that English we have to translate again to Finnish, and then have to speak to Finnish people in their language. And I was doing it all the time. It can take me maybe 6 hours to prepare the message. But in 2015, I came here. I didn't go to college to learn English. My English was not perfect, and until now it's not perfect. But the church, I've got this church by faith. I was wondering, where will I go to pray? And I was praying, God, show me where I can go to pray. And when I came in this place, people received me like in Finland. And I found so many people that was so happy to see me. And I feel love when I came at this place. And Paul was here. Paul was like one pastor was with me in Finland. His name is Ari Vehosma. The pastor was so close to me. We were sharing experience between us. I was explaining him how I was serving God in Congo. And we shared experience. He said to me that you have not to stay with us here. You have to continue to preach. And I explained to you, in Finland, before for me to come here, one family provide new car for me. They said, no, we have to give you a car, and we see that your car is very old. You have to stay with us here. And myself, I have planned to come to England for some reason. Maybe if you come to see me, I will explain you why I move here. And I said that, no, if I take this car, and I pack all my stuff, I move to England, they will say that, look at African people. We give him a car, and now he ran away. I just tell them that, no, I will not take a car. How you would not take a car? Because you don't need to pay anything. We paid everything for you. You have to take this car. I said, no, I will not take it. Because I planned already that I have to go to England for some reason. But when I came here, it was not easy for me. I found small car which can help me to move, to go to work, to and to go to come back home. And at this time, my family was still in Finland, and in the church, they start to ask me, "What can we do for you?" I said, "No, you don't need to do something for me, for the family to come here. I don't need a visa, I don't need anything. We have everything, but I'm just looking for the job." And people was praying for me in the church that I can get the job. It was very hard for me, but I keep faith. I said that no, I will get the job here in England. I moved from Finland by faith. I came here, and at my age, it's not easy. I came here, but I trust in God. I said that God, I know that because God spoke to me, and I will. I would like to tell somebody, God is speaking until now. God can talk to you something. And I decided, I said, no, God, what will I do now? I cannot stay in this country without work. And I was about to give up. That's why I say, what should I do? What shall I do when my faith fell? This is the subject, I repeat it again. Maybe you are struggling in your life, you are looking for something. Maybe you have some kind of sickness in your body. You have prayed too much and you are looking that God can give you the answer. You didn't get it. But I want to tell you that God is able to give you what you need. Amen. I think that everyone have done it. It's not only this church who is doing it. You too have done it. And I want to say that from this preaching, from this teaching, I would like someone to receive something from God. I'm not here just to talk about myself or what I'm feeling, but I want to transfer you some think from the word of God, that if you believe, something will happen in your life. When I start talking about how I moved from Finland, I came here, it's because I realized that God is with me all the time. When I came here, I found this church. I just went to internet. When I finished to pray, I said, oh, I was about to go back to Finland. Because I couldn't stay here without work and for a long time. After 3 months, I said, no, I will go back to Finland. I have house there. I have everything there. But I know that there are some reasons. And God spoke to me. Why I don't get job now? I decided to pray. And one day I met one pastor in the store. He started to talk to me. He said that, no, you know, don't give up. God can do something for you. Maybe you are very tired. Maybe you feel that you didn't get the answer since you came here. But I just want to tell you that God is about to give you the answer. And I decided to pray. To take 3 days of fasting and prayer. The first day, nothing happened. The second day, nothing happened. I was fasting. And the third day, someone called me on the phone and said that, can you come here for interview? We'll give you opportunity to do work. I said, okay, I will come. I get this appointment. I went to Rochdale to interview. And when I came back, the same time, they called me again for Morrison. They called me for JG. They called me for Morrison. And it was me who have to shoot me now. When can I go to work and when can I stay at home? God can bless you abundantly when you ask Him through the prayer. That's why I want to tell somebody, maybe you are here, you are looking for a job. God is able to give you the job. God is able to give you everything you need. And when I went there, they said that are you able to start the work tomorrow? I said that, why not? I'm ready to start the work. Because this is what I was waiting during that time. And they said that, okay, tomorrow you come to work. I start to work at JD. They give me 4 days, night shift. I have to work night on and night off. When I went to that interview to Morrison, they said that, okay, are you able to start the work here? I said, why not? So I accepted everything they gave me at this time. So myself, I have to decide now to go to Morrison or to go to JD. When I'm off, I'm going to Morrison. I was getting money every week, and I was able to buy everything for my house without problem. This is the way God is able to do in our life. Maybe in your life you want to give up about something you are looking for a long time. You are asking God, God, what should I do? And you feel like God is very far from you when you are praying or when you are asking something. Maybe because of something happened very, very dangerous in your life, and you said that, no, God doesn't exist. But today I'm here to tell you that God is still alive. Because of loss, you have lost someone in your family, your parent, your child, your friend, and sometimes you get confusion in your head. You say that, where is God? Sometimes when something happens like that, you can just start to cry yourself. And then you say that, where is God? But today I want to tell you that God is still alive. Maybe before you were reading Bible. And today, when you read Bible, you don't have the same feeling like before. You are reading Bible, you want to notice maybe something which offend you from the Bible. But today, I'd like you to get another way you can read the Bible and to get the answer from the Lord. God can answer us. God can talk to us. I told you my story, how I left Finland. When I came here, it was just symbolic. Ray, he's a member of that church. I think that everybody knows him. He just called me and said, Emmanuel, I see when you are coming to church, you are going back to your home to take your family. You are coming two times because you have a small car. But me have 7-seater. Can you take this car, which is 7-seater, and me, I will take you one which is small? I said, okay, this is very nice. And he said that, no, I will come to your home so we can exchange. You take my car because it's 7-seater, and I'll take yours. And Ray came home to our home. He said that, okay, he came with all purpose. I said that this is how God can do things. I didn't accept the car in Finland, but here God is going to give me another car. And everything, it was by faith. And when you start to sign your papers, at the end, Roy said to me that, no, they just keep your small car. You can give it to your wife. I give you this. Don't just take it. And after what happened, God knows everything. I say again, God knows everything. Sometimes you are going through difficulties, some hard situation, and you say that, why is coming to me? But I just want to tell you that God knows everything. I accepted the car, but after 2 months, as I was coming to church, someone came and hit us in the road. And they start to run away. It was one lady at that time. I don't know how to speak clearly to English people. Thank you, because you are here, you can listen to me. It was very hard at that time. I said that, okay, I don't know what to do now. I have to run away to the church, and I will call somebody who can talk to the lady. Because the lady start to run away, and I follow her. She entered in one compound here, and I follow her there. She said that, oh, give me your debtors. I said, no, it's you who have to give me yours. I cannot give you my debtors because you know what you did. Why you run away? And I came here, I took Steve, and Steve came there, started to talk with her. She said that, no, I'm a new driver. I don't know what happened. And her insurance gave me money, and I bought another car, what I have now. I just add some money, and I get another car. So God knows everything. That car was good, but God was looking at me to get another very nice, very good than what they gave me. God is able to do something new in your life. So, what is your problem today? You have doubt in your heart for what God has done for you, for what God is going to do. Maybe you have got some promises, and now you don't believe that God can do something for your life. When I was singing here all the time, I was talking about faithfulness of God. We say that God is faithful. And me, I want to emphasize this word. God is faithful because He's still working among His people. So, when you are talking about faith, I would like now to say about the meaning of faith. What is the faith? What is the meaning of faith in the Bible? In so many religions, people can talk about dead prophets, they can talk about the heaven, but we have so many words or tools you can use when you want to believe in our God. We are talking about faith. It's very important for us to know. And every Christian knows where we can find the definition of faith. I would like one person to tell me where we can find definition of faith in the Bible. One Christian who can tell me where we can find definition of faith. Who can tell me definition of faith in the Bible? Yeah, brother? Yes, yes. Thank you very much. We'll read now Hebrew 11, chapter 1. We start by there. If someone found it, can read for us. Or myself, I can read. The confidence that what we hope for will actually happen, it gives us assurance about things we cannot see. Faith is the confidence that what hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. Faith is hope for something you cannot see now. As I said about healing, you don't see healing yet, but you believe that you will get healing. It's possible. Faith is to have assurance in your heart that what you ask from God, it will come to pass. You don't see it, but you believe that what you ask from God, it's going to pass. It will come to pass in your life. You know, this is very difficult things. As a Christian, you ask something, you don't have it in your hand, but they say that, no, accept that you have it already. Even a small child, he cannot accept. If you ask you biscuit or sweet, and he said that, no, believe that I put it in your hand. But when you look at his hand, he found that no, it's empty. He will not accept you. But first, you have to accept that you have it in your hand already. Even if you don't see it. Amen? Do you believe that God is able to remove all sickness from your body right now? No. I would like you to say amen aloud. You know some amen and say that. Do you believe that God can take your sickness from your body right now? Amen. Do you believe that God is able to give a solution to your problem right now? You have some bills to pay. And you have to say that, where will I get money? But first, you have to believe that no, you have already money. Just be faith. And he said to Peter, that Peter had gone out to the water, take one fish from the water and open the mouth of the fish. You'll find money inside. God is able to give you solution where you don't find solution. Maybe you are expecting that people around you will come to help you. But God is able to take a solution from somewhere you have never put in your mind and bring it to you. As I said, when I was moving in the store, I met the pastor and started to talk to me. Maybe today you are expecting one angel to come to you, to talk to you. You know that everyone knows the picture of the angel, how the angel look like with wings. Someone who is flying come to tell to you something. No, I'm like your angel today. I will think that you'll say amen. So, how we can get this faith? This kind of faith is coming from what we are hearing. And what we are hearing is coming from the word of Christ. Amen. Can you read it? Can you read it? Let us read. In which place he is writing the book in the Bible? We can read in the book of Romans 10 and 17. I think that we have to keep it in our mind. We can read it there. Who can read quickly? The word of God. Faith is not like what we feel when Manchester City is playing with Manchester United. No. When you are going to stadium and you say that, no, we are going to win today. No, this is not faith. This is, say that you are optimist. You are optimist that you are going to win, but you don't know what will happen there. This is, I can say that we have a positive thought that you are going to win, but you don't know what is going to happen there. But faith is coming from the word of God. It's coming from what you are hearing, and what you are hearing is coming from the word of God. Let us read now one text in the Bible. Maybe you have asked God all the time and you have never get the answer. And you are wondering, what am I doing in the church? All the time I have problem when I ask, I don't hear something. And God have never talked to me. But I say that God is talking to you, but you have to understand that, have to learn how God used to talk to his people. Everyone has to learn how God is talking to his people. And the first thing I'd like to read with you in the book of Matthew 15. We are talking about one woman who came to Jesus with her problem. Matthew 15, we start from verse 21. Then Jesus left Galilee and went north to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A gentlewoman who lived there came to him pleading, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David." It's like worship, what she did here. She said that, "Have mercy." Oh Lord, son of David, for my daughter is possessed by a demon that torment her severely. But Jesus gave her no reply, not even a word. We just stop there, we'll continue. Here we see that when this woman went to Jesus and she said, have mercy, oh Lord, son of David. It's like worship. What you used to do all the time, sometimes when I have problem, I started to worship God. I don't see him, but I start to worship him. But I feel that my problem still remains in me. I still have the same situation. It doesn't change. Here she went to Jesus. She was looking that Jesus can come and help her. She said, have mercy on me, son of David. And the Bible said that Jesus didn't reply to what she said. And this is what you feel today. You have prayed for a long time, maybe 5 years, 10 years, but you don't hear anything. You don't hear something from God. It looks like God doesn't hear your prayer. But I just want to tell you that God knows everything. This woman shows crying out because her daughter was possessed by a demon. She doesn't say that no, she's just sick, but she's talking about a demon. You have to identify your problem. What is your problem today? If you want to pray now, to ask something from God, what are you going to say straight to God? What are you going to ask from God? You have to identify what you have as a problem when you are in the front of the Lord. She said that my daughter is possessed by demon, and this demon torments her. You know that everything, sometimes in our life we think that everything is normal, the demon doesn't exist, this is the problem. There are some problems, we have it in our life. You have to know that it's the devil who is walking. It's the devil who is in action. He wanted to put us down. He can even take our faith away. Today I was sleeping in the night. Maybe it's something we have never seen it. But me, I saw in my dream. I saw that some kind of spirit, which is like a bad spirit, was out of the house. And me, I saw it through the windows. And I started to pray inside the house. I was casting that spirit away. I would say that, go away in the name of Jesus. Go away in the name of Jesus. And at that time, I woke up and the word was coming from my mouth. I was saying that, go away in the name of Jesus. Go away in the name of Jesus. And then I just woke up. I went to the living room. I went there. I found my daughter sitting there. She was doing dishes in the kitchen. And I said that, go and sleep now. Go. We have to go to sleep because in the morning we have to go to church. When you are praying, God can show you something. And I want to tell you that the demon is working until now. The same way we said that Jesus is working, the same way the demon is working. He can come to destroy our life. But you have to be aware. We have to understand that there's not a time for us to be in destruction. We have to pray. This woman, she went to see Jesus because she knows that there is one who is able to cast the demon away. There is one who can give the healing to my daughter. There's one who even the demon cannot resist before him is Jesus. Jesus is able. He's able. And even you don't get the answer straight, but you have to know that he's there. And here, we can continue. But Jesus gave her no reply, not even a word. Then his disciple urged him to send her away. Tell her to go away. When you have problems, don't think that everybody will feel pity for you. Not everybody, some people can just be with you. You are struggling with situation. Sometimes they cannot come to help you. But the Holy Spirit is a good helper. Only God can help you. Only Jesus can help you. Some people can say that, send him away. All the time he's crying. All the time he has problems. But Jesus never said that all the time you are crying. No. But Jesus, when he come, he have to take us on his lap. And he have to talk to us good things. But he is very hard. It's just teaching that you have to understand. If it's you that you don't understand, you ask something to someone who is in a good position, who can help you. But the person that answers you, he doesn't give you the answer. What will you do? So many people, they give up. They say that, no, how? I cannot accept that he humiliate me. Humiliation, I don't know if I pronounce it well. Is it like that? Humiliate me. How I went to see him, to his office. And he just came, didn't give me the answer. But Jesus was there. No word. He didn't say anything. But the lady didn't give up. I want to tell somebody today, don't give up. You feel inside you like you don't have. Didn't get the answer, but never give up. Me, I was about to give up. This is what I was feeling in my heart when I came here. But at the same time, when I enter in deep prayer, I'm talking about deep prayer. At that time, God gave me two places of work. I enter in deep prayer, and God showed me the place I can pray, this church. In deep prayer, God is able to do something for us. Here, he said that, tell her to go away, they said. She is bothering us with all her begging. Then Jesus said to the woman, I was sent only to help God's lost sheep. Have you heard that? In Africa, there are some churches. This is black for black African people. They say that, no, this Jesus is not our God. It's for white people. We are black people. We are African. So we have to worship our God. I don't know if I've heard that in Africa. No? There are so many groups of churches. They call it churches, but it's not churches. They said that this is for us as African people. If you go to India, you'll find some people that said that this is the God of India, this is the God of African people, this is the God. No, there's not God for India, God for African, God for European people, but there is only one God, who is Jesus Christ. He died for you and I on the cross. But the answer here said that I've been sent to the lost sheep of Israel, not to everyone. This is the answer Jesus gave to this woman. But the woman can say that, oh, I'm not concerned about the mercy of that kind of God. I have to go away. But the woman stayed there. She stayed there because she knows that the answer will come from this God. Everything they can tell you, me, I've heard too much. Because I used to talk to so many people. Different culture, different people. Some people, they will say that, no, don't follow what they are telling you that Jesus died on the cross for you. But me, I believe. Because I've seen and I've seen what God is able to do in my life. What happened? Another answer. Then Jesus said to the woman, I was sent only to help God's lost sheep. The people of Israel, they add again, the people of Israel, not the people of England, not the people of Congo, not people of China. No, I was sent just to the people of Israel. This is the answer of Jesus. It's not me who is saying it. And some people can just take this verse and say that, look at what Jesus said. But let us continue. But she came and worshipped him, pleading again. Worshipped him and pleading again, Lord, help me. Jesus responded, It isn't right to take food from the children and throw it to the dogs. What kind of insult? How can I take the food of children and give it to the dogs? Your faith for today fell because of one word someone spoke to you in the church. Maybe it can be someone you was thinking that, no, is a spiritual person. He's a pastor. He's an apostle. Maybe you are thinking that, no, we have been with him in the church for a long time. Here, the colleges, they said that I cannot take the food from children to give it to the dogs. If it were you, I'd just answer you like that. How would you feel? You come to ask me something, I said that, no, I cannot take the food of my children to give it to you. You are like dog. You will say that, no, all my life I will never talk to Emmanuel. This man is very bad. Look at how he answered me. But the lady, the Bible showed that the woman didn't give up. They didn't answer her. She didn't give up. She didn't get any answer. She didn't give up. The second thing, they said that, no, I came just for the lost people of God, people of Israel, but she didn't give up. She continued to worship God. What shall I do when my faith fell today? If I feel that I don't get the answer, just carry on to worship God. Worship God. Just carry on to worship God. Just carry on to ask from God, and God will come to answer you. Let us read again, because I have to finish with this story and to continue. And Jesus responded, it isn't right to take food from the children and throw it to the dogs. She replied, that's true, Lord. But even dogs are allowed to eat the scraps that fell beneath their master's table. And the woman, Jesus said to her, your faith is great. Your request is granted, and her daughter was instantly healed. She have got the answer. She have got the answer because she didn't give up. We need the perseverance in our life when we come to God. Even if you don't feel anything, but just believe that God is there. God is doing something in your life. Don't allow the devil to come to put a negative mind in your head. Don't allow the devil to tell you that, look at how they answer you in that church. How the pastor reacted to you. Why you have to go again to that church? No. Never give up. You have to continue to follow God, and God is able to do something new in your life. How God is speaking to us, we'll read in the book of Job 33, and we'll start from verse 14 and 15. How God can talk to us. I heard our sister who came here to give prophecies. She said that she saw one boat, and she saw the high house. God can talk to us through some image. God can talk to us in our dream when you are sleeping. What do you see in your dream when you are sleeping? Sometimes God is talking to you there. But let us read in the book of Job. Job 33. And we read verse. If you have found it, I think that you can read it and we will continue. And I will give you another list. I didn't write like what I did last time. 33. We saw the conversation, how things happened between this woman and Jesus. But God can talk to us, can speak to us in different way, in different way. We read verse 14. For God speaks again and again. That people do not recognize it. That people do not recognize it. He speaks in dreams, in visions, in the night, of the night, when a deep sleep falls on people. As they lie in their beds, he whispers in their ears and terrifies them with warning. He makes them turn from doing wrong. He keeps them from pride. He protects them from the grave, from crossing over the river of death. So I went unto verse 18. Here they show us that God is talking to us. He can protect you. He can show you something, to warning you to say that, no, don't do that again. You have to stop to do that. In deep sleep, God is talking to us. But there are so many ways God can talk to his people. He can talk by nature, like outside you see just nature like that. And God is talking to you. This is what he did for Moses. Moses was a shepherd. And one day, as he was doing the job as a shepherd, and God came to speak to him in the fire, in one bush which was in fire. This is the nature, fire and bush. And he started to talk to him. He said that, remove your shoes, because the place you stand now, the land where you stand now, is the holy land of God. So Moses can get now the mind to understand that he doesn't have to see the nature as he was seeing it before. He can say, oh, but this place, I know it very well. I used to come here with the sheep. There is dust, there is everything I see. It's the same place, how they can say that is holy place. But he didn't discuss with God. He understood that the place he stand, it was the holy place. He had to remove his shoes. This is the way God can talk to us. By nature, the fire and the bush. The bush was in the fire. And God, the voice of God was coming through the nature. And he said that the place you are is the holy place. So from that time, Moses should know that the place he stands is not the place it used to be before. It's the holy place. God can speak to us through art. It can be through music. It can be through some song you can listen. It can be through some books we read. God can talk to us. God can talk to us through some situation we have in our life. Through our doubt, God can talk to us. God can talk to us in so many ways. He speaks through other people, even the one who annoy you. Sometimes someone disturbs you, but God is talking to you through these people. When I was growing up in spiritual things, they talked to us about one foolish man who came to talk to somebody who was about to do bad things. And as the man was standing waiting for the taxi to go somewhere, he knew that where, what he's going to do at that place, that is not good things. But one foolish man, he just came next to him like that. You don't have fear of God. He just asked him like that. You don't have fear of God. And the person looked at the foolish man and said, how this man know what am I going to do? And the man went back home. He told the foolish man, someone can talk to you, but don't think that even he annoy you, even something he's talking to you, sometimes you don't like it, but you have to learn through what he's talking to you. This is very hard. It's very hard, but you have to understand it. Someone is talking to you something you don't like. You know, in the world, someone, everybody like when they praise him, they praise you, they say something to you very good. You like it. But sometimes when they say something bad to you, you have to learn from it. Why they said this to me? Even good things, all everything good, which is good, good words, is not good for our life. The Bible showed that one woman was following Paul all the time, said, oh, this man is the man of God. You have to listen what he's talking to you. If it were you and I, what will you do? We'll be happy. Yes, I'm the man of God. I'm the man of God. But the Bible said that Paul, he rebuked this woman. She said that bad spirit. It was bad spirit which was talking through this woman. And Paul didn't accept it. God can talk to us through some people. Even people who are annoying us. He speaks through the earth, as I says. He speaks through dreams. He can speak through creation. He speaks through conviction. You have a conviction in your heart for something. He speaks through your pain. He speaks in our loss. He can speak in our doubt. Maybe you will be surprised that when I said that in the night I didn't sleep well, maybe you will be surprised, say that how? You didn't sleep well, but today you are here. I was preparing the message, but I've got very pain in my shoes. It was hurting me. I don't know what I can say. I went to the hospital. They checked there. For the first time, they said that there is some kind of inflammation inside my shoes. They have maybe to check again. When I went the second time, they didn't find anything. I went the third time. Last time I went now to X-ray. They took the picture. But yesterday it was a very bad time for me. Through my pain, I just keep quiet. I said that, okay, I have pain, but I didn't pray for it. I have now to pray. God, for me, I just said, oh, I feel pain. I went to take tablet they give me. Very strong tablet. But when I take it, doesn't change anything. I just said that, okay, let me pray. I pray in the night because I couldn't sleep well in this way. But since I prayed, after a few minutes, I feel that all pain went away. If you have pain, God can talk to you through your pain. You have a problem and you never pray more for this problem. Jesus said to his disciple who was following him, he said that, until now you didn't ask anything for me. But they were there with him all the time. And they can say that Jesus knows our problem. He said that, until now you never ask anything. Ask now and your joy will be perfect. Ask now. They were happy when they saw a miracle. They can go, they eat fish, everything they need, they get it. But themselves, they have their problem. And they don't have time to ask from God. You see what you used to do as a servant of God? If someone is sick, I'm praying for him. But myself, I have problem. I was not praying for myself. But yesterday I decided, I said, no, I have to pray. Through your pain, you can learn something. And now, since I prayed, now I feel better. I can preach without problem. So, I'd like to say that God can talk to us in different ways. Through dream, we can see, we'll not read because of time, because I have to stop maybe. Genesis 28, 10 and 16, they are showing us how Jacob left his family. He was going somewhere for the marriage. You can pray even for the marriage. You can pray for someone who can be your partner. Me, I prayed before get married. I prayed. And God spoke to me by, if I can say, I don't know if it's audible voice. Is it like that? Audible. So, I heard the voice. When I was about to go somewhere, and in the night they said, don't go in that family. The voice came to me, it said, don't go in that family. And they showed me the place in the Bible that I have to read. And the Bible said that, why are you going to that public place? And this woman, they said that at the beginning, it has to be in Proverbs 5, if I don't forget. It has to be in Proverbs 5. And they said that, why are you going there? At the beginning, everything's good, but after that, it will be better for you. It will be bitter. I'm talking about bitter, not better. Bitter. And I stopped. When I show someone who was looking to take me to that family, I show him the scripture and I tell him the dream I've got and how I heard the voice. He said, oh, this is very strange. We cannot go to see again this girl. And I stopped there. I continued to pray until I get my wife who is here. You can pray for your marriage. It's possible. God can give you the answer. We see it in the Bible. When Isaac was going to get married, they prayed for him that he can get a good wife. And good, the wife can pray for husband as well. I think that is very strange what I'm talking here. He said, how can I pray for the marriage? That's why so many people, they have so many problems today. Everything, have to pray for it. Everything. You don't like to say amen. Amen. But to me, I said that everything. For everything, you have to pray. Pray for your children. Pray for your marriage. Pray for your work. Pray even for your house. Pray for everything. How can I pray for the house? Because they built it very well. No, you have never seen some houses taking fire. Do you think that people who their house take fire, they planify it in their life? They say that, in 2023, I will put fire in my house. No. You can pray for your house. Pray for your area. Pray for your country. Pray for everything in your life. Through faith, we can get everything. Here I was talking about the dream of Jacob. Jacob, when he left his family, was going to get married, as have got promises from his father, but he arrived somewhere, as he was sleeping, the Bible says that he put his head, he was looking to rest, he put his head on one stone. And when he started to, he slept, the Bible showed that there was led away, touching the earth and heaven. And through there, he have got the answer. He saw that the angel of the Lord was climbing the ledge and going up and coming down. It's possible to get the answer from God through your dream. As I said, that I want to finish, but I would like to say something that you have to put in your mind. For this time, if you have feeling that you have not got answer from God, never give up. If you have got maybe the answer which doesn't please you, I just want to say again, never give up. Even if you get the answer, but sometimes not the answer you was expecting for, I just want to tell you that never give up. And what should you do? The first thing, trust in the word of God. Because you said that the faith is coming from the word, from what we are hearing, and what you are hearing is coming from the word of God. Second thing, you have to reject negative feeling and negative mind. Third things, ask God to bless you with gift of faith. It will take doubt off from you. Fourth, pray without cease. As is written in 1 Thessalonians 5:17. And the fifth thing, trust in who, in whom have experiences of God's power. God has put some people around us who have experiences of power of God. We have to trust in them. It can be a pastor, it can be a prophet, it can be someone God has put in the church. Just trust in him. And to finish this message, I want to say, be careful of your thoughts, for your thoughts become your word. Someone said it. Be careful of your word, for your word become your action. Be careful of your action, for your action become your habit. Be careful of your habit, for your habit become your character. Be careful of your character, for your character become your destiny. What kind of thoughts you have now? We have today. What do you think today? Do you think that God is able in your life? You have prayed so many times, but today I want to tell you that it will be different. You have to expect something from God. This lady, she came to Jesus. This woman came with faith. And Jesus said that, I've never seen this kind of faith. It's so great faith. Even if you follow me on Zoom, for people at home, I just said that just be concentrated today. And God is able to do something for you. Peter has fished all the night. And he didn't get anything. In the morning, he was preparing his net. I don't know what he was going to tell his children and his wife that day. He didn't get anything. But Jesus came and said to him that, Peter, push now your boat in deep water. And you saw that in the prophecy they give us here. Our sister said that, she saw the boat, and the other side she saw the high house. Jesus said to Peter, push now your boat in deep water. So to push the boat in deep water, push your life in deep water. Push your life in deep prayer. Push your life in deep word of God. We'll stand up. That's to believe. Don't say that, no, I want to see if it happens. Just believe that what we will ask here, you will get it. Just believe. We'll stand up now. There is not a limitation for someone who believes that God is able to do something in my life. Don't limit God. Just believe that He's able to do something to change all your situation. Don't look at how this sickness has started in your life. Just believe that God is going to heal you right now. Don't look how your problem, how it's very strong. Your situation is, don't say in your mind that no, it will not change. I just want that you get this assurance in your heart, this confidence in your heart, that our God is still working. I know that my English is not perfect. Myself, I know. But something you heard today, how God spoke to you, just believe in this small word you heard. And God is able to change all your life. I will not pray in your place now. I will pray later. But you have to say something to your God. Like this woman who came to Jesus. No one spoke on her behalf. She spoke to Jesus. She was worshiping him. And she was begging him. Maybe you will not hear the voice now, but just believe he's there. He's faithful. Jesus is faithful. Maybe you want to stop something you are doing regularly in your life. You say that, what kind of life I have? I want to stop with this. Myself, I was an alcoholic. I was taking cigarettes. But when I decided to follow God, and I asked him, God gave me the power to stand against alcohol, to stand against the cigarette. You can stop something you are doing right now. You can say that, God, I want to stop this in my life. You have tried it by yourself, but it's very hard. And people who came around you, they say that, no, it's not easy for you. And you become addictive. But Jesus came to give us freedom. Just to pray, and God is able to do something in your life. I'd like you to open now your mouth and say something to God like this woman. Say it now by faith. Let us pray. Say something where you are. Before for me to pray, I would like you to say something to you, God. Say to God, God, I need you. Come and help me. Say it to God. Come and help me. Say to him, God, do something in my life. Believe right now, and God is able. I know that this situation is very hard for you. You look up sometimes to wait the answer, but it's only God who can do something for you. Heavenly Father, I thank you for today's word. I want to ask you by faith. In this church, there are so many people who are struggling with some situation of their life. Lord, it can be in their family. It can be in their life. Father, I ask you now to give them the answer. And someone who is sick, oh Lord, right now I ask you to give healing. No matter what they told him from the hospital, Lord, I ask you to give healing right now. Touch now your people, O Lord Jesus, and heal them. Father, I believe that now you are going to do something new in their life. And people are expecting you to talk to them. I believe that, Lord, you are talking to them. Thank you, Jesus, for everything. Thank you for what you are going to do, what they are going to see in their life. Lord, they will testify about what you have done in their life, like me. Lord, I believe you are still working. Do your work now among your people in this church. Fill them with trust, with confidence. Lord, I thank you for everything. Not to me, but give glory to your name, O Jesus. They want to see your glory, O Lord. And one day they will say that Jesus is still alive. Thank you for everything. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.
The love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, now and forever. In Jesus' name. Amen. And one of them said, and one of them said, shall I give up? Mm. I said, who feels like they want to give up? And one of them said, I feel like I want to give up. And I said, what did you do? He said, yeah. I was running a race.
Mm.
And I wanted to give up, but then I remembered the prize.
Mm.
So we started talking about the prize. Yeah. And how faith comes by hearing the word of God. And knowing that we're going to get
the prize. Yeah. So, that's a very nice picture. John. I can see now. Very nice. Very smart. Thank you, Julia. God bless you too. Thank you. Thank you.
So next week, I'm coming in wedding dress.
What? Wedding?
Not a wedding dress.
Yeah.
Dress for a wedding.
Yeah.
White shirt. Lovely tie.
It's always good like that.
Yeah, but you've got to drink.
Yeah.
You've got to go on a diet.
Yeah.
You can't just, it just won't follow.
Yeah.
I love food. You can stop smoking. I've never been a druggie, but you can stop drugs. But what you can't do is stop eating. I think you've got to if you want to lose weight.
I give my testimony here that I stopped to smoke.
I stopped smoking. 3 days and climbing the walls, and after that I've never been bothered since.
Okay.
Never been bothered since.
Yeah.
And I was like 30-40 a day, man.
Mm.
But thank you for the word.
Thank you, John. Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
I do pray for you.
Yeah.
Regularly.
Yeah, thank you.
God bless you.
Okay, Mark.
Thank you very much for the sermon today, mate.
Yeah, thank you.
I think the sermon is aimed at me.
Okay.
Every day I know what's going on in my head and my life.
Yeah, yeah.
But God does anyway.
Mm.
And I think when I said to Paul sometimes, I think the sermon's aimed at me. He said, that's just God working in you.
Oh, my God. That's very nice.
For the message.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mark.
And your English is better than my
French. Oh, thank you. How are you?
Yeah.
Je understand what it says. Radik, non, tu es vraiment très jolie. Est-ce que tu me permets de le dire?
Ah, okay.